We continue our learning. Le'il Nishmas David Menachem Rosh Hashanah Yaakov Pidchas Eliyahu. We are in Maaser Sheni Perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph. Hamolach Peros Maaser Sheni Mimekom HaYoker LeMekom HaZo or LeMekom HaZo LeMekom HaYoker. Person moves his Maaser Sheni. He takes them. He's outside Yerushalayim, and he's going to redeem them onto coins. But he moves them from. He takes them from one place where they're more expensive to a place where that produce. Is more expensive to where it's that same produce is cheaper. Or the opposite, the reverse. He takes it from a place, Zol, where it's cheaper, to a place of Mokom HaYoker. So whether he or not he's allowed to do this, Yushalmi says this is really not allowed. To move it from one place to another outside Yushalayim, where now you may get a lower price of Maaser Sheni, you're going to end up exchanging it onto fewer amount of coins and spending fewer coins on produce in Yushalayim, so Maaser Sheni loses. So that we wouldn't allow you to do outside Yushalayim. Either bring your produce to Yushalayim or redeem it where you are. But this person didn't listen. This person brought his Maaser Sheni from one place to the other. So the Mishnah says, Podeu Kishar Makomo. You redeem it onto coins according to the current value wherever you are. Now, what's the problem with moving this at all? So some claim that the problem is that Maaser Sheni, we're not allowed to sell. So here, a person, when you move things, why would I bring produce one place to another? Because the likelihood is that I want to sell it. So that is something that needs to be avoided. And others claim no. The problem here is Xero. We don't want you to bring it from one place to another because we're afraid you're going to bring it from a place where it's more expensive, where you can get more coins for your produce, to a place where you're going to get fewer coins. And Maaser Sheni ends up losing out. Yes, it's true. If that's the case, then you're telling me I can't bring it from a place where it's Shar Hazol, where it's Makom Hazol to Makom HaYoker, a place where it's cheap to a place where it's more expensive. The answer is yes. It's a low plug. It's a universal Xera. No movement of Maaser Sheni because we're afraid of where you may bring it to a place where it's cheaper. Now, the Mefarshim explain that Podeh Kishar Makomo means that we give you the right to redeem it according to the shar of where you are. What does that mean? Obviously, where you brought it to a place where it's more expensive. So yeah, we would like you to, where you are right now. So you have to redeem it for that value, for that price, even though it's more expensive than the place where you used to be. But the reverse is also true. Means after the fact, the Chachamim didn't penalize the person and say, hey, you brought it from a place where Maaser Sheni is more expensive, where it's cheaper. So we're going to make you redeem it on to the amount of coins that you would have to redeem it on in the original place. Mishnah says no. Podeu Kishar Makomo, you redeem it the way it is, according to where it is right now. This is true when it comes to Maaser Sheni in general. The Mefarshim say, if it's Maaser Sheni of Demai we're lenient with it in general, then Maaser Sheni of Demai, you can redeem it at whatever the lowest price is in either location would be permissible. Mishnah continues, Hamevi Peros Min HaGorin Lo'ir. Person brings his produce from the granary to the city. What's happening here? So a person usually is going to separate his Maas and Maaser Sheni, Truma, etc. in the Gorin. But here he brought it to the city. So in the city, he's going to get a higher price. That's just the way it is. You know, why would I bring things to the city? To get a higher price. Or Vekade Yain Min HaGas Lo'ir, where he brings his pitchers of wine from the wine press to the city. Hashevach, and there's assumption here that there's going to be a profit. Hashevach Lasheni, the profit goes to Maaser Sheni. It means that when you're redeeming the Maaser Sheni in the city, obviously you're going to redeem it at the current location price, which is more expensive. And the Mishnah may be teaching us that even though typically a person would separate his Maaser Sheni in the original location because that's where it's in the granary or that's where it's a wine press. No. You brought it here to the city. It's more expensive. So this is whatever price it is here. That's the one you redeem it at. The Chiddush of the Mishnah also is the last two words of the Mishnah. Vitzios mibeso. The expenses come from your own house, come from your own pocket. What does that mean? So I may make the following argument. I schlepped all my Maaser Sheni. This is all outside Yerushalayim. I schlepped my Maaser Sheni from the, grain. Maaser Sheni, grain from the granary, from the threshing floor to the city. And to get it there, I had to hire a truck. I had to hire someone to carry it. I had someone to schlep it. It cost me a lot of money. But the amount that Maser Sheni profits now, because I get a better price, so I should be able to take some of that extra money, that Shevach, and use that to pay for my expenses. Because in the end, Maser Sheni will end up gaining a little bit more anyway. Mishnah says, no, none of that can be used for your own expenses to bring everything. Yes, very nice. You brought it to a place where now Maser Sheni coins will get more when you redeem the produce, but you cannot use any of that extra for your expenses. Perek Dalin, Mishnah Beis. Podin Maser Sheni Kishar Hazol. Person should redeem the Maser Sheni, or can, at the Shar Hazol, according to the cheaper price, as the Mishnah says, Kamo Shehach and Vani Lokeach, like the shopkeeper buys, lo kamoshehu mocher, not the way he sells. Basically, what Mishnah is saying is that we know a person who buys stock whatever stuff he's using, he's planning on the merchandise he's planning to sell, he obviously buys it at a wholesale price, and he sells it more expensive at a retail price. So Mishnah says that since both of these are sha'arim, are considered fixed prices, no one would say you're buying wholesale, oh, that's not the real price. No one would say you're paying retail, that's not the real price of the merchandise. It is a real price. It's the real price depending on where you're buying it from. You're buying from the wholesaler, it's going to cost you X. You buy it at the local store, it costs you Y. That's the way they make a profit. So the Mishnah says, I'm allowed to be paid to the Maser Sheni according to the wholesale price, and I don't have to use the retail price, even though Maser Sheni would gain by that. Because the wholesale price is a real price in that particular place. So that's how we determine the redemption price based on the rates, the wholesale rate, no problem. Now, where's that derived from? Some Mefarshim say, from the Pasuk, Parshas Re'eh, we quoted the Pasuk several times, Ki Yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha, God should bless you. This is a blessing for the owner. The owner is able, the lower redemption price, Kishar Hazol, according to the wholesale price, that's a blessing for him. Now, that doesn't mean that when he moves this from one place to another, where the price is in one location is one thing and a different location something else. That was a previous Mishnah. That he's not allowed to do. That you can't, you have to, based on the current location, you shouldn't be doing so. But here, where these are two real prices in the same place, wholesale and retail, so you're allowed to use the Shar Hazol, that's Ki Yivarechecha, that's the blessing that you're going to get. The Mishnah then says, Kemosha HaShulchani Poret, V'lo Kemosha Hu Mitzareth. Now we're talking about exchanging, where the person outside Yerushalayim is exchanging coins for coins. He has, let's say, copper coins, prutos, and he wants to change it for a sella, for a large silver coin, or the reverse. And the Mishnah says, literally, at the rate that the money changer takes the prutos, and not at the rate that he takes, that he gathers them for the larger coin. What does this mean? So, the Mishnah is telling us this is also a leniency, that a person is allowed to exchange his master shiny coins on his own, at the same rate that the money changer uses when he takes change. So what happens when you have a money changer and he's taking several small coins, small copper coins, to give a larger, let's say, sella, silver coin in exchange? So so a money changer, and this is the general value, so we'll use the general value. Mo'os, 25 mo'os, which are, let's talk about, we could talk about copper coins, but now we talk about smaller silver coins, a little bit easier. Copper coins, we're going to talk about a lot of money. We mentioned that once. 192 prutos equal one dinar, one zuz, and then you have to multiply that by four to get the value of a sella. So let's talk about mo'os, which are small silver coins. So there are 25, you have, usually it's 24 mo'os equal a sella. 24 mos. How do you do that? 6 mos equal a dinar or a zuz, same word, and then times 4, and then that equals a sella. So the 24 mos, smaller silver coins, less weight silver coins, for one sella for the larger silver coin. But a money changer is going to charge an extra ma'a for exchanging. That's how he makes a few bucks. So even though officially 24 mos equals one sella, when the money changer is going to give you a sella, he's going to charge 25 ma'os for that sella. So this person is able to exchange his own Maser Sheni coins on his own for at the rate of 25 mos per sella and not 24. Now, why is that a kula? So follow carefully. Here we have a person, and he is, remember, person exchanging his own ma'os for his own sela. He has his own sela. He just wants to make it easier. So he's not exchanging with anybody else. So if you think about it, if he would have, if he would be able, if we would require him to exchange it at the rate, the non-money changer rate, meaning at the precise rate, 24 mos per sela. So that would mean every 24 mos, he would have to now provide a sela for himself. He saves a little bit of money if we allow him that he doesn't have to provide a sela for himself until it's 25 mos. So that's what the money exchanger would do in terms of gaining money. But when I'm exchanging my own money for my own money, so here I end up gaining by using the money changer's value of 25 mos per sela versus 24 mos per sela. Because that would mean that I don't have to now take a sela, yet I have an equal. I'm able to put even one extra smaller silver coin in the pile before I actually now have to take a sela. So you talk about a lot of mos together, it'll end up costing me fewer slaim in the long run. So that the Mishnah also allows, similar to the case of buying the merchandise at the wholesale or exchanging it or redeeming it at the cheaper wholesale price. Mishnah continues, Ve'ein podin maser sheni achsara. You're not allowed to redeem maser sheni. Achsara just means by estimating. Bar Tanur says below mida uvelo mishkal. Ella, this is what the Bar Tanur says. Kama tonosin bekrizeh. What would it cost for this pile? What would you charge for these handfuls, literally? What would you pay for this produce? So that's not allowed. Yes, maser sheni can be redeemed for the lower of two real prices. Take the example of wholesale over retail, yeah. But that price has to be decided without estimation, without appraisal. It needs to be done in a precise title. You can't just estimate it. So if a person doesn't know how much maser sheni produce he has, he can't decide the price based on asking the shopkeeper, oh, you know, how much would, you know, a handful of this cost? That's not allowed. Mishnah continues, es shedamav yiduim. If you have produce that has a known value in the market, so yipadeh al pi eid echad, it should be redeemed based on the assessment, but has to be precise, of one witness, which means you need one person who can tell. You don't need more than one witness. One witness is enough who knows generally the market prices. That's sufficient. You don't need, is not two witnesses for something like this. As long as there's an expert, that's okay. This is general. We deal with Isurim in such a way. Eid Echad Dema B'Isurim. Eid Echad is sufficient. But there's Shein Dom of you doing. Let's say, though, you don't have produce. You don't know what the value, what it is in the market. So now I need more than one expert to know its value. So how do I do that? Says the Mishnah, I'll be padal pishlosha. Three people, someone's like a Beis Din. One of them even can be a Beis Din, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it could even be a non-Jew, as long as he's an expert. We just need an expert. And even if the owner is one of those three people, actually, it's acceptable. So that's either one or three. Kigon hayayin shekaram upero sherekivu umo shecheliu. What's an example of an item that doesn't have a value? It's that you have wine that began to sour. Shekaram upero sherekivu. Fruits that began to deteriorate, began to rot. Umo shechliu, or coins that began to corrode. So they don't have a market value that we know. They have to be assessed. You want to assess something, what we call shuma. Shuma is supposed to be done by three people.